Unemployed workers across the country are no longer receiving the additional $600 a week in benefits authorized by Congress in March. The funding officially expired on Friday, and partisan gridlock in Washington has prevented a new agreement. That will likely have significant ramifications locally, where there are more than 170,000 workers collecting unemployment insurance, which in Hawaii normally pays out 60% of a worker's monthly income. But in March, the federal government began adding an additional $600 per week to unemployment claims. That works out to an extra $400 million injected to the local economy every month. At least it did until those payments stopped last week.
This is absolutely going to be a crisis for our communities.
Beth Giesting is with the Hawaii Budget and Policy Center. A particularly concerning feature of the COVID-19 recession is that workers most likely to have lost their jobs were also some of the state's lowest earners, people in retail, hospitality, and food service. They're often described as Alice workers.
Asset limited, income constrained, employed at the wages that they were earning. Many of them were not able to pay for the basic subsistence budget.
In Hawaii, Giesting says that's about $35,000 per year. So if you aren't making enough to live on with your full income, the situation would be even bleaker on a 60% unemployment payment. Enter the Federal CARES Act and the extra $600 per week.
For the people who are most likely to have lost their jobs, they were bringing in about 140 to 150% of what they were earning. They got a raise.
Remember, these were people previously not making enough to cover even basic needs like food and housing. So for workers who qualified and got through the bureaucratic hurdles of the unemployment system, tens of thousands saw their standard of living go up. That means Hawaii hasn't really been feeling the full effect of this recession. But now we're about to.
Taking that much money out of the economy really makes a difference because people can't spend and that decreases money that is circulating through the community and supporting all kinds of jobs.
That means missed rent or mortgage payments, inadequate nutrition, and greater demand on already stressed public services like food banks. Hawaii lawmakers approved a state-level unemployment supplement of $100 per week to help offset the reduction in benefits. But amid a multi-billion dollar budget deficit, Governor David Ige last week vetoed funding for the state supplement on the hope that additional unemployment support would come from Washington.
My line item veto gives us maximum flexibility to see what the Congress is supporting in terms of additional unemployment benefits.
But any such agreement is likely still weeks away. Beth Giesting says the extra $100 weekly still wouldn't have fully covered lost wages for out-of-work residents. In normal times, they might have picked up a second job or taken on gig work, but are now left with few options. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.